Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal. Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us on this day after D plus one of the Biden administration. It's Kevin McCullough, and if you thought we were going to take any break from telling the truth, you've got another think coming, my friend. Hey, listen, by the way, something else that didn't change yesterday. Antifa, evidently last night, just decided to tear up the whole West Coast. Happy election, Mr. Biden. They're your problem now. Anyway, it's a brand new day. We've got a lot of things to talk about and a lot of things that are important to talk about, because as I was looking through the 17 or so executive orders that Mr. Biden signed into effect yesterday, I found myself reminded of stuff we haven't really discussed in the headlines in quite some time. And here to discuss some of those with us is the aforementioned Kelsey Bowler. Kelsey, you and I were talking off air. It almost, for the people in our business, it almost becomes more fun when the other team is in the White House, because it's a lot easier to point out how nuts some of their policies are than having to defend, you know, the last guy's latest tweet on some level. And I much prefer to focus on why those ideas are bad and try to correct and get people thinking down the more thoughtful path than to deal with some of that other stuff from time to time. What are your thoughts about that?
Absolutely. Well, Biden certainly kicked off his administration with a whole host of unifying policies, didn't he? Ranging from illegal immigration to abortion to women's sports. That one was kind of under the radar, but there is an executive order that could have huge implications for girls and women's sports in terms of letting biological boys compete. That's something I'm actually digging into today. I will say, from my position in this industry, it's easier to point out the flaws of the policies that they have already pushed forward than it is to defend some of the rhetoric that, you know, you and I didn't always appreciate from President Trump. That was a difficult position that a lot of us found ourselves in. We supported his policies. I support those to this day. I don't think he received any of the credit he deserves for, you know, the changes he brought to the Middle East, for example, for putting America first, for jobs, for the economy. That said, he gave us in this media industry a difficult job of defending those, you know, 50 late night tweets he would send out while all of us are sleeping. I think a lot of us are not wishing to be in the position where we are fighting against a lot of policies that we deeply disagree with. But hey, we're ready. We know what's coming and we're here to fight.
Well, and the one thing that I think that President Trump did leave us in the aftermath of even the uncomfortable tweets is that he showed the center right, conservatives, Republicans, people that are interested in the higher ideals, that it's okay to have those ideals, but that it's important to viscerally fight for them and to be on offense and to say, no, these ideas are bad. We should not cooperate in instituting bad ideas. We should fight for good ideas. And I didn't always care for the tone or the language of some of the ways he would go about it, but I appreciated him giving us permission to say, no, we don't have to sit down and be quiet and be, invisible on these issues. We can actually hold our ground and defend where we're coming from. Speaking of which, the new administration did unveil a whole bunch of winners yesterday. What was the most concerning one of the 17 or so that you saw?
Well, look, I think reversing and fortifying the Obama era DACA program is going to have huge implications, not just along our southern border, but for Americans, specifically blue collar workers, and their ability to find and keep good paying jobs. Beyond that, the one I mentioned earlier regarding girls and women's sports, I know you have a daughter. I have a daughter. I'm very concerned about schools being forced to make her compete with biological boys. That is both unfair and it's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm very concerned about the identity politics that's quickly spreading across our government and, of course, trickling down to all of society. That's why those of you who subscribe to Bright saw, you know, my headline was President Joe Biden, comma, he, him, just to make sure everybody knows what pronouns President Biden wants to go by, because this is the world they all want us to operate under. And it is just so unrealistic. You want to laugh it off until you realize these are the actual policies he's implementing it via executive order all across our federal government. And he issued so many of them just yesterday alone. We can expect dozens more in the next 10 days that it's hard for us to even keep up and talk about them all individually. And they all do deserve individual conversations and debates, because these executive orders have real life implications for Americans across the country.
Let me ask you about the concentration of the word unity that was used throughout the goings-ons yesterday. Was it effective? Did it strike the right note? Or was it just kind of a Trojan horse that they hid behind?
It was a great speech, but it meant nothing when he turns around and issues these executive orders ranging from immigration to abortion.
Yeah.
The rhetoric is nice, but we need to see actions that demonstrate an actual desire to be a president for even the Americans who did not vote for him. Kicking it off with these, you know, far left executive orders is not a way to unite the country. It's actually a way to shut down debate, because instead of allowing these policies to work their way through Congress, where lawmakers on both sides can have those conversations and debates, he did them via executive orders. Of course, President Trump issued executive orders as well, but if President Biden wants to be a unifying figure, he needs to open the door for these debates.
He could also tell the Senate to suspend this silly impeachment trial if they're still thinking about going through with it, and really try to unify the country. But, you know, that chess move is his to make. We can't do it for him. Read her in the Bright email. Follow her on Twitter. She's still there, by the way. That's good for her. @Kelsey Bowler. And then catch her every Thursday here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Kelsey, so glad to have you with us. Look forward to a lot of great conversation this year.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.